From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Ukraine's government is drawing up plans to quickly and efficiently withdraw troops and their families from the base in Crimea, according to Kiev's defense chief. The move comes after a second Navy base was reportedly stormed by pro-Russian forces in western Crimea, just hours after troops captured the main Navy base in Sevastopol. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is traveling to Russia and Ukraine on a three-day visit for talks on the ongoing crisis. The Secretary General is due to have meetings with senior officials from both countries. Our UN correspondent in New York, Nick Harper, says the trip comes at the same time the Security Council tries to find a diplomatic solution.
Ban Ki-moon's trip coincides with another meeting by the UN Security Council to discuss Ukraine. Their meeting on Wednesday is the eighth time they've met since the escalation of the crisis 3 weeks ago. However, once again, no progress is expected, simply more talking from the 15-man council. On Saturday, Russia vetoed a draft resolution criticizing the Crimea referendum and calling for respect of Ukrainian territorial sovereignty. And with Russia standing in opposition to the rest of the council, a united voice will prove impossible.
In Washington, White House spokesperson Jay Carney has urged Russia to talk to Ukraine over the military base standoff in Crimea, saying Russian efforts to seize the bases is creating a dangerous situation.
Relations between Russia and the West are not in a good place right now.
The White House says the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations is joining the search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. The Malaysian government requested the FBI's help, as some family members of the passengers go on hunger strike, frustrated that their loved ones remain missing. Priscilla Huff has an update from Washington.
The immediate focus for the FBI will be the flight simulator found in the home of pilot Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah. FBI investigators are confident they can recover all of the data from the flight simulator, even the deleted information, which some say is suspicious and others think was merely housekeeping. With the families begging for information, the U.S. has continued its own efforts to search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370.
Presiding over her first U.S. Federal Open Market Committee meeting as chair, Janet Yellen says the Federal Reserve will continue to cut their asset purchase program. In their goal of achieving maximum employment, the new chair emphasized the Fed's commitment to strengthening the labor market. Fed Chief Yellen said the economic recovery of the U.S. continues, but a challenging winter hindered more robust growth.
Unusually harsh weather in January and February has made assessing the underlying strength of the economy especially challenging.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Japanese car giant Toyota has agreed to pay out $1.2 billion to settle a U.S. criminal probe over its handling of complaints relating to faulty vehicle acceleration. The settlement represents the largest criminal penalty imposed on a car company in U.S. history, as Nina Maria Potts reports.
The settlement means the U.S. Justice Department has agreed to drop the case against Toyota in exchange for the payout and the company's cooperation. The deal also requires the independent monitoring of how Toyota handles safety communications. For U.S. Justice Chief Eric Holder, a victory. For Toyota, the conclusion it had intentionally misled consumers.
Toyota confronted a public safety emergency as if it were simply a public relations problem.
The settlement allows the Japanese carmaker to avoid criminal charges.
And British MPs say FIFA should consider stripping Qatar of its right to host the 2022 World Cup after allegations a former official received money from a firm linked to the country's hosting campaign. Qatar says its 2022 bid adhered to all of the World Football Governing Body's regulations. UK correspondent Ollie Barrett reports.
Senior UK MPs say FIFA must launch a full inquiry into the allegations published by Britain's Telegraph newspaper. The chairman of the Parliamentary Sports Committee says the payments provide further evidence that cast doubts over the credibility of the process to select Qatar as 2022 host. The Telegraph claims former official Jack Warner and his family were paid almost $2 million by a firm linked to the successful campaign. The Qatar World Cup's already controversial because of the summer heat and likelihood it'll be moved to winter.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.